is Music Night. Sydney Torch, the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader Arthur Evans, are star singers Valerie Masterson, John Mitchinson, and Leslie Fison. The Friday Nights, directed by John McCarthy, and William Davis at the piano, all for your pleasure in our weekly series of Music for Everybody. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the stage of the Assembly Hall, Worthing, an absolutely packed Assembly Hall, Worthing, I might add. This is Jimmy Kingsbury bidding you greetings, Friday nighters everywhere, as Sydney Torch whistles up three thumping great chords and the BBC Concert Orchestra prove their own personal avowal that they do like to be beside the seaside in the exuberance of the Dance of the Comedians by Smetana. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The dance of the comedians from The Bartered Bride by Smetana. On the whole, of course, the ladies wouldn't be too keen on the idea of being bartered around, and very rightly so, too. A much more romantic treatment is called for. And for this, our maestro took half a dozen of the lovely waltzes dedicated to lovely ladies to set the torch touch from the Belle of the Ball to the Belle of New York on this concert arrangement, and a direct invitation to the gentlemen to come waltzing with the ladies. presenting Friday Night Star Singers.
Song of songs, song of memories, romantic memories of love.
Ladies and gentlemen, Valerie Masterson and John Mitchinson. A very romantic duet, a perfect choice for a summer's seaside evening here in Worthing from our Friday stars, John Mitchinson and Valerie Masterson. And that was from the Jerome Kern Showboat score, of course. But now, a tender moment from a vastly different world of passion and heartbreak as I ask John Mitchinson to sing for us the flower song, from Bizet's Carmen.
Sometimes I ask in senseless wrath, why did fate bring her into my path? Then my curse recalling me the shame, fondly tenderly breathe thy name, and felt with me.
Thank you, John. The flower song from Carmen, sung by John Mitchinson. Nowadays, of course, it is becoming quite respectable to associate symphony orchestras with serious music written in the jazz idiom, and indeed, that works the other way around, too. It's a process of enrichment that started many years ago with the remarkable talent of George Gershwin. And we'd like to play you now some of the many moods of Gershwin, from the Rhapsody in Blue to his fascinating rhythm. And a pleasure indeed to present to you, ladies and gentlemen, our keyboard soloist with the orchestra, William Davis. William Davis, our soloist with the orchestra and the music of George Gershwin, and the promise now of a few minutes of quieter grace and beauty with Sidney Torch conducting the concert orchestra in a truly lovely tribute to a truly lovely lady. From the Three Elizabeth Suite by Eric Coates, we hear now Elizabeth of Glamis. Thank you. And that music, ladies and gentlemen, introduces our eight voices in harmony.
Was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without summering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he had spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Jimmy Bean was a funny looking fella. If he had another face and a different smell, about a mouth cleared him from winning the beauty show. It was like a steamboat funnel or a railway arch or the Blackwall Tunnel, and you can't see Jim when he opens his mouth, you know.
And as poor Jim goes walking about, you can hear the kids all hollering out.
What a mouth, what a mouth, what an orphan, sir. Blimey, what a mouth he's got. Now when he was a baby, oh Lord Lovell, when his poor old mother used to beat him with a shovel, what a gap. Poor chap, he'd never been known too long.
Boy, if he did, it's a penny to a quid that his face would fall in on.
Oh, his mouth was a large, oh Lord, oh dummy, he could whisper in his own ear, ain't it funny, and to quench his thirst. Now he's got to take a drink, oh boy.
Oi!
He got so drunk one foggy morn, he laid down in the road and started to yawn as a poor old man was delivering coals for his wife.
And as he went to shoot the load, he saw Jim's muffet in the road.
What a muff, what a muff, what an orphan sap. Lovely, what a muff he's got. Now the poor old man was a short-sighted critter. When he saw Jim's muff, he took it through the cellar and he shot the lot right into his muff, no joke.
Hey! Jim, poor soul, got a tummy full of coal and he coughed some lumps of coke.
Oh, a joke! In the local pub, the rose and thistle, Jimmy often has to try to wet his whistle, but he can't succeed until he has 100 pots.
Oi!
First 100 jars of beer he swallowed, then Nancy's teeth at the back are hollering to still find room for a dozen or so rum tots.
A new barmaid came there one night. She saw Jim's muff and yelled with fright.
What an orphan,
sir.
Bloody, what an
elf he's
got.
He opened it wide in the barmaid, only for a few pot. He accidentally swallowed it, was hot. That pot soon melted, and now he sits
down by the fire with a little bit of wire, and he hooks up two bob bits.
Da 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 da.
That's it!
John McCarthy, the original inspiration of 1001 saucy seaside postcards directing his Friday nights, ladies and gentlemen, with the very upright and exceedingly overstrung William Davis performing his customary duties. Well, there's good things in little parcels, they tell me, and here, as we sample the many delights of Iolanthe, the Pirates of Penzance, the Mikado and the Gondoliers, in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, the gems of Gilbert and Sullivan.
lips. Take a fig or trimly plant, such as admiration whets. Be particular in this. Take a tender little hand, fringe with dainty fingeret. Press it in parenthesis. And keep them if you can, if you can. Take all these, you lucky man. Take and keep it if you can, if you can. Take a pretty little car, quite a miniature affair. Upon the spot with the treasures rich and rare I've endeavored to define. Live to love and love to live, you will ripen at your ease. Growing on the sunny side, fate has nothing more to give. You're a dainty man to please. Bread, not satisfied, not satisfied. Upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man. Act upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man. Upon it if you can, if you can, if you can. Act upon it if you can. Happy man, if you can.
Very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fight historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lots of news. Lots of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in that is vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general. I know our mythic history, King Arthur's answer Caradox. I answer hard across the time, a pretty tasting paradox. I quote in elegiac for the crimes of Heliogabalus. In conics, I can form peculiarities and parabolas. I can tell undoubted Raphael from Gerard Dalzenzophanes. I know the croaking chorus from the froth of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinner for. Dinner for. Dinner for. Ah, yes. And whistle all the airs of that infernal nonsense pinafore.
And whistle all the airs of that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs of that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs of that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general. In fact, when I know what is meant by mammalon and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a Mauser rifle from a javelin, when such affairs are sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy, 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 oh dear. Matagy, pathagy, ratagy. Ah, you'll say a better Major General has never sat at you. For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky in adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century. But still in matters vegetable, animal and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
Deny his majesty, he scorns to tell a story.
Friday company in those gems of Gilbert and Sullivan. And tonight, after a very happy day here in Worthing, a fitting climax now in one of the gems of the world's orchestral overtures for its finale time, all too soon as always. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Sydney Torch presents Rossini's overture, William Tell.
Thank you.
The Overture William Tell by Rossini, a splendid finish to our Friday night here in the Assembly Hall at Worthing. And now with our thanks to Worthing Corporation, on behalf of Sydney Torch, the BBC Concert Orchestra leader Arthur Evans, our star singers Valerie Masterson, John Mitchinson and Leslie Fison, the Friday nights directed by John McCarthy, William Davis at the piano, and our producer William Relton. This is Jimmy Kingsbury wishing you good night until the same time next week, when we hope to prove once again that Friday night is music night.